Hey guys, Amy here with Paddles Up. Are you guys like feeling the major energy upgrade taking place right now in the earth? And just as a whole, as a collective, as we are feeling it drastically in our own individual bodies, and why is that? You know, our bodies are a house here, of course, for our spirit. It's also a portal. We're releasing things, we're receiving things with it. It's more important than we realize, you know, hence why God gave us earth suits in the earth and how important they are. So they're carriers, right? But they have been living for a long time in this 3D third density realm that has been used to housing our egos, with our egos calling the shots and our head and mind leading the way. And we've reached the ceiling in so many ways with that old way of doing things, you know, in workplace, in Christianity, spirituality, religion as a whole, all these different seasons, all these different systems, of course. And we've reached the ceiling and we are being called to integrate and really let our spirit man take full lead here. And what that's requiring of us individually is this expansion. And our bodies are having to go through this internal change as new grids are being placed in us, as we're being expanded to hold this new fifth dimensional 5D, which is coming from a place of receiving and love. It's a higher frequency. These are all terms, you guys. Just don't, you know, don't freak out. What is she talking about? Fifth density and all these different things. Oh, is that new age? Blah, blah, blah. These are all analogies. They're just terms of, you know, how to explain a higher frequency that we're expanding into. Because what happens in a higher frequency? Brighter light. Brighter light, more love, more power, more access for God to start bringing quicker, faster shifts and changes. And this is another thing, right, with the fifth dimensional realm, because we are dimensional beings, right, you guys? We are dimensional beings. And so the higher you go up in this, the more time collapses. Things can happen faster, and this is kind of why we're feeling this inside, because again, our bodies, our earth suits, have been so used to the 3D, kind of a slower pace, just being in control. Really, it's that kind of energy. I'm used to being in control, I'm used to having everything done a certain way. And with this expansion taking place that you have to spiritually discern, you can't see it, but you can see it happening all around you, right? And just like with COVID, it's churning things up. It's turning things up. It's sifting things out. It's making room, just to, kind of like your body does in a way when you become pregnant. All these organs are changing up and things are expanding to be able to hold the capacity of this new birth. And so we're literally birthing a whole new realm to exist in the earth, a whole new energy field, so that things are happening more so with more love, more light, more power, all these things, right? There's not as much density. So a lot of the density is being removed out of us and out of the earth. And we came down, you know, for such a time as this to be a part of that expansion and part of that awakening. But again, it feels like spiritual growth pains. There's stretching, churning, upheavaling going on inside of us and around us on the outside, right? In workplaces and everywhere. You know, what's going on inside of us is going on outside of us. There's disgruntledness, there's fatigue, tiredness, anxiousness, shortness of breath, all these things happening, right? And what do we do? How do we manage this? Well, you know, God is going to say several times, through this message, and I know he's told me, he goes, this is something you cannot do in your own effort, in your own egoic 3D, I know what to do, I've got it handled, I'm going to effort my way through this, I'm going to figure it out. Ain't wrong answer. This is where you relax and release and let God do the work, because he's the one with the higher frequency that he's wanting to integrate in us and upgrade us to. It's new to us. It's new to our bodies. And so it's not like we can just say, okay, I've got it. I can do this. I can produce this now. It is, you know, it's something we're having to receive. and expand in and breathe in and move through us. So really, this is coming down to the most basics, and that is breathing. And that's receiving in, releasing out, receiving in, releasing out. There's a rhythm. There's a rhythm. This is why you think about how much meditation has come on the scenes now. It's incredible that so many people, they're learning how to meditate, learning how to soak, learning how to be still. And so that's huge. Never before, right? In the earth. And that is moving more into your fourth dimension, fifth dimension. Again, right? The higher up you go in dimensions, the more spiritually aware you become. And it's making you, it's allowing for you to have spiritual insight instead of this low density ego of being in control and independence, right? And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil we kept feasting off over. God's calling us into the tree of life to really start getting our taste buds adapted to that, and we're receiving that life flow. So anyway, you know, it's easy to personalize it solely what we're feeling and criticize ourselves, condemn ourselves, and again, try to apply 3D tactics to it. But we also got to remember we're all one in Him. And so oftentimes we are feeling what the collective earth as a whole is going through, the growing pains of the earth. And so, you know, so we are all one. And believe it or not, but we have signed up to come to earth as a major turning point for this expansion and to assist in it. Just as trees of righteousness, so to speak, where trees have this ability and they're releasing oxygen into the atmosphere, which I want to get into more. Just had some really cool revelations coming out of this. So you think about it. What is the purpose of a tree? It produces oxygen in the earth, and it also absorbs toxins, converting them, cleansing the airways. And think about that spiritually, cleansing the airways. And again, the 3D version of cleansing the airways would be spiritual warfare, and we're warring out of fear, and we're almost matching that aggression coming at us. And that is a old mindset. There's a much higher dimensional way to do that. And this is what we're coming into, where we're learning how to be instead of do, and it's having a greater effect. And so again, right, the purpose of a tree is it's producing oxygen in the earth, it's absorbing toxins, converting them, cleansing the airways, where higher levels of oxygen can exist. Remember, disease is it's obsolete within oxygen. That's why it's so important to not have obstructions in our bodies that block the oxygen supply to our blood, which helps get rid of disease, right? And so, yeah, a lot of obstructions are being removed in us and in the planet as a whole. So our bodies are pulling and moving this energy through us. And so, again, I encourage you, it's kind of like the old saying, the observation of, you know, when you've stood next to somebody, you start getting these crazy thoughts and you thought it was you, and come to realize you're actually picking up on the thoughts in that other person. So it wasn't you, but you were picking up on it. And it's kind of like what's going on right now in the earth as a whole collective, is we're picking up on all these things and we're thinking it's us, but it's really this energy cycling and cleansing through us. We're getting our own stuff cleaned out. We're also feeling the earth's energy flowing through us, just like the tree. It's receiving in the toxins, converting, cleansing, and converting it into light, converting it into oxygen. And so, I mean, we're that powerful in our divinity, and to call a thing as though it's not, so to speak, right? So we are carriers for this higher energy and dispensers of it that's taking place. And again, the word energy, you guys, let's not get tripped up on that. It's a scientific term. Our whole beings are made of energy. How can we say, oh, I'm tired, I need more energy, or whoa, I felt the energy off of that person? So let's not get weirded out by it. It's a very logical term, right? So anyway, you know, in the midst of our own inner working taking place, these diseased areas, obstructions, the fungus, you could say, are rising to the surface. And you know, fungus in the natural health world is usually causes a lot of irritability in your body. It'll cause you to crave sweets and carbs. A lot of times we think it's us craving it. It's actually the fungus in you that's craving it, because that's what it feeds off of, is sugar and carbohydrates and all those kind of things. And so think of in spiritual terms, that's what's going on too, is it's craving for its last breath, so to speak, but we're letting, again, that move through us. So, you know, it's easy to jump into our old suit of our ego and try to fix these things and even to heal these things. But what Papa and the Trinity and Collective are asking us to do is simply come away with them, and they will do the empowering work. Again, so key, right? Being, not doing. Being still and knowing that He is God. Being still and knowing that He's good. I mean, can you really do surgery on yourselves? Like, seriously, you guys, can we really? And I know some of you may be doctors out there and say, well, yeah, I can, you know. But how much better just to allow the expert or allow somebody else to do it, right? The best thing to do is just lay down, make yourself available for the procedure and upgrade. So, you know, we are all learning about breath techniques these days too, and just how important they are, rather than shaming these weak areas in us. And I know for me, you guys, that just even the last few days, one of the things that's been coming up and out of me is getting to the root of perfectionism. And it's not the perfectionism so much as, oh, I've got to line everything up perfectly with objects or things. For me, I think it's more people related, like, oh, I should have said that differently. Or, you know, it's the fear of rejection or abandonment or wanting to be loved or wanting to be liked, trying to say things right or not say things at all, or, you know, or social awkwardness or anything like that. And it's the root of it is fear of disappointing others. And of course, that could be rooted in the people pleaser. But I know I'm just looking at my family upbringing and just generational line, they've all battled with this perfectionism that's rooted in fear of disappointment, that is actually rooted in the shame. So we end up shaming ourselves anytime we, you know, sense that we are going to experience that pain of rejection or whatever. I'm sure many of you relate. I just watched an awesome a refresher of Brené Brown talking about perfectionism. She had such an amazing quote. She said, perfectionism is the driving force of your car. It's that when perfectionism is driving, she said that shame is in the shotgun seat and fear is the annoying backseat driver. And I don't know about you guys, but that's the perfect combo right there, right? To just do us in. And so anyway, this is stuff that's been just, I've been working on and freeing up, and to not shame it, right? It's so easy. As it's shaming us, we turn around and shame our inner child. And really, we need to step back and observe and send love to it and know that that's really just the pattern in us, a generational pattern of beliefs that's been brought down, and to send love and allow it to come up and out and be allowed to feel that way and let it just leave our body and give ourselves so much more grace. I know God has been talking to me so much about giving myself ample grace, just ample grace. And I know you guys, I'm sure you're feeling it too. We all need to give ourselves a lot of grace in this season, in this time of expansion. So rather than shaming the weak areas and discomfort and growth in us, it's best to just breathe and move them through, kind of like peristalsis, right, in your colon, and how you can't force that to go any faster. You just have to allow those little fingers in your colon to just move things through. And we all know if we push and force and strain, we're cramping and we can injure ourselves. And people have literally died, right, from pushing too hard and things. So anyway, just allow. Breathe, release, send love to it. Send love to yourself rather than shaming it. Again, sending love is the fourth dimension, fifth dimension. It's the higher frequency way where the 3D was all about shaming. Go to the root, go to the root, get rid of it, get rid of it, get rid of it, right? And Now it's send love, because that's God's frequency. God isn't get rid of it. He's like, let's send love. We're all about restoration. So as you're moving this collective energy of the earth through you, we are transforming, we're converting, we're adding light and love. It's like we're massaging that light and love with the energy inside of us and converting it. So a lot of what we're doing these days is in that fifth dimensional approach of love. That's what we're expanding in, and that's what we're learning to convert in the earth. So, which is light in an energy form. So again, energy, love. Can you see love, or do you feel and experience it? So it's energy. And our ego is still, it wants to just fix and protocol something to death. But we aren't working in that way anymore. So, you know, we're moving from doing again to being, right? Being by being. Our energetic fields are cleansing, awakening, causing people to remember who they are. We're remembering who we are and coming into our divinity. There is a resonance coming out of us. So it's so important that we stay rooted and grounded in our beloved and allowing him to move this stuff through us and not try to do the work ourselves, but to be those transmitters, converters, holding space for this transforming love in us. You know, it's funny because it's like spiritual photosynthesis. Again, looking at the trees and the plants, the more light we let in and receive, the more it will be easy to just emanate this cleansing oxygen into the atmosphere that we are releasing into humanity. And at the same time, again, disintegrating the toxins. So, and again, look at that. The plant is just being. Both the plants and trees, they are being. They are not. They are being and receiving. And what you can't see is all the oxygen, the clean air coming forth from this posture, changing and supplying the world. So, yeah, you can't see what's fully emanating out of you or us, unless you have some of those cool cameras that can actually see it, which I would love to experience. So, but anyway, and you know, we've heard it said there's like a 12-foot expansion around you, your bubble, so to speak, but your energy field, and it's just, and it can expand way further than that. That's just in general terms. So, but there is a collective effort of holding space right now for these heavenly changes taking place in the earth. And I just want to encourage you, you are doing well. You are doing well. Just breathe and release and just receive that. You are doing well. Is turn your face towards the SON, right? And receive like a plant, just these higher dimensional solar rays of heaven that are invading the earth, and they're invading our bodies right now. So, you know, he's called us trees of righteousness. Just all through scripture, we've got verses on trees of righteousness, or that we're like a palm tree, or, you know, the oak tree. And so I was going to just read a couple of these verses for you just to highlight it. So Psalms 1:3 in the Passion Translation, it says, he will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design. You've been planted here at this appointed time in the earth by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss. Again, how do we get blessed out? By receiving, bearing fruit in every season of life. And he is never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, and ever prosperous. So that's a really good one, Psalms 1:3. And then another one is Psalms 52:8 in the Passion Translation. It says, but I am like a flourishing olive tree, anointed in the house of God. I trust in the unending love, currency, frequency of God. His passion towards me is forevermore. And that's what we want to emanate into the earth. Just that, his passionate love forevermore. And it's coming out of our being. It's coming out of our being from being. Another one is Proverbs 3:18. Of course, this is talking about wisdom. Seeking for her brings the discovery of untold blessings, for she is the healing tree of life to those who taste her fruits. And I love that, because God has embedded all of us with wisdom, and with wisdom in us, we are that healing tree of life. and those who taste our fruit are experiencing God's amazing love. So it's just beautiful. So, okay. And this one was amazing. Revelations 22:2. Right here it says, towards the end, the leaves of the tree of life are for the healings of the nations, are for the healing of the nations. And so again, think about us pretending to be like a tree, and we are receiving in this high frequency voltage of heaven and just receiving it into our body, and we are being converted, and we're converting the atmosphere around us, and it's just releasing healing. Again, the higher level, the higher consciousness way we're coming into is this energetic releasing versus our words and protocols and control and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, right? And it's a lot more effortless, wouldn't you say? It's much more easy. And so, and then just a couple more here just to finalize things for you. Isaiah 61:3 says, to strengthen those crushed by despair who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful banquet in the place of ashes, the oil of bliss instead of tears, the mantle of joyous praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. Because of this, they will be known as mighty oaks of righteousness, planted by Yahweh as a living display of his glory. And you know, righteousness often is translated as the word generosity. So think about that, just generosity of his glory, of his just heavenly bliss. And then last one here, Psalms 92:12-15 in the Passion Translation. Yes, look how you've made all your devoted lovers to flourish like palm trees. Woohoo, that's us. Let's go tropical, right? Each one growing in victory, standing with strength. You've transplanted them into your heavenly courtyard where they are thriving before you. So think about this. We are internally being transferred into this heavenly courtyard. I mean, we're there, but we're expanding and awakening to it more to hold the capacity of it. For in your presence, they will still overflow and be anointed. Even into their old age, they will stay flourishing, bearing luscious fruit and abiding faithfully. Listen to them with pleasure. They still proclaim, you're so good. You're my beautiful strength. You've never made a mistake with me. Isn't that so good, you guys? You've never made a mistake with me. We're just growing. We're coming into maturity. And you know, when God looks at us and we feel like we've messed up, he is looking with the most adoring eyes, like a mother would their small child, and with so much compassion and so much grace, because he knows we're learning. And, you know, we heard a statement the other day. It was so good. One of the guys we love listening to, his name's Kyle. And he said, listen, guys, everything is perfect right here, right now in the moment. Everything is perfect. What's happening? Everything is perfect. There's a plan being unfolded. And so it's just such a release from that shame or trying to figure anything out. But just allow, you guys, let's all keep allowing and expanding and growing. And it's naturally going to emanate out of us this higher vibration of love that is shifting and changing and flourishing into the planet. So we're just going to hug the planet, send love to the planet, send love to everyone we meet, because God is into restoration. He is not into judgment. He's already finished the work. And it's just now, it's about awakening and receiving that, receiving all the gifts, receiving everything he's done. And so anyway, hope this encourages you guys. I love you all tons. I'm standing with you in this. We're all expanding and growing together, and I'm right there with you, linking arms. So take care and have a blessed rest of your day.